Welcome to the Patchstack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 65, and this update is for week 14 of 2023. This week's knowledge share is all about how a serious security risk to closed source software open source embraces and turns it into one of its own strengths. I will also cover a serious security bug, which was patched, but attackers are already attacking. Site owners need to know about this high severity security bug and need to update their sites if it's not already too late. Now, onto this week's weekly knowledge share. Closed source software. It has one vulnerability that open source software will never face. Source code leaks. Twitter was recently affected by a source code leak, with portions of its source code being found on GitHub. The last patch breach also initially confirmed that attackers were able to exfiltrate some of LastPass's source code just last summer. Microsoft even had multiple projects' source code get stolen in 2022. This only affected their website and mobile applications like Bing, Maps, and Cortana, not the operating system itself. But even video game source code is not safe, with leaks reported by Rockstar's famous GTA series. When a closed source or proprietary software gets its source code leaked, that can be dangerous. Not only are there security implications like bugs being found, but sometimes closed source software includes secret credentials right in the code base, a very bad practice. From a business perspective, there are also stolen intellectual property concerns. It could give competitors an advantage if they review the source code. Source code leaks could also negatively affect the software company, almost every software company, except for open source software companies. Open source, by its very nature, gives the source freely for all to review. Open source takes what is an inherent risk with closed source software and makes it one of open source's strengths. Because when the code is already available for all to see, then security researchers can look for bugs for free. Of course, someone finding the bug and someone reporting the bug are two different steps. If someone doesn't report the security bug to the developers, well, they're not exactly helping. This is where services like Patchstack Alliance come into play. The Alliance incentivizes researchers, encouraging them to report security bugs to our team. The Alliance then works with the developers to professionally inform them of the bug, its impact, and if needed, some guidance on a patch. Users of open source software, be it WordPress, Linux, BSD, Apache, PHP, or many other free open source software packages out there, can be assured that there's no risk when their favorite project source code is made publicly and available to all for free. This is the intent of open source, and through it, open source makes a risk inherent in closed source software into a strong method to approach security. Now, onto this week's Vulnerability Roundup. In this week's Vulnerability Roundup, I will share the details of an actively exploited vulnerability that's already been patched in Elementor Pro. The developers released a patch to address an authenticated arbitrary option table update bug, which only affected the Pro version of Elementor, not the free version of Elementor many of us are using. The vulnerability was originally reported by researchers at NinTechNet, who provided a detailed technical write-up. The classification of this vulnerability, like I said, is an arbitrary option table update risk, something I commented on in a previous Patchstack Weekly, number 27, how to update WP options securely. This vulnerability requires an authenticated user to perform the attack, so it is only a concern for websites who do not trust their users. But this includes websites that allow subscriber or customer user accounts to be created. This means e-commerce websites that allow user profiles to be created are at risk. Arbitrary option table updates are a unique risk to WordPress websites, but the impact could be that attackers could create new accounts that have an administrator role, e.g. new administrator users. If your sites are running Elementor Pro, it may be a good idea to check for indicators of compromise, something we shared details on what to look for, and double check that no new administrator user accounts have been added to your website. Like most security bugs, the developers have made a patch available, and now it's up to the site owner to apply the patch before their sites get hacked. Now, time for this week's Thanks and Appreciation. This week, I'd like to thank the developers of Elementor Pro, as well as the researchers over at NinTechNet. By working together, they were able to address a serious security concern in the Pro version of the Elementor plugin. A special thank you goes out to the members of the Patch Stack Alliance as well. Just as with NinTechNet and Elementor, the Alliance works every day to help bridge the gap and eliminate security bugs in open source projects. I will be back next week for more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the Patch Stack Weekly Security Update. Thank you.